Blog Talk Radio.
Divine peace and blessings, joy and
unity, wisdom and understanding, unity and community. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, an African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udo Obeya Bokor. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udo Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Monday, February 14, 2011, and I am emanating and activating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Mecca, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist voodoo obey a life path and journey, passing down the great obeisance and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me live here each and every day at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, live from New Orleans, Louisiana, for the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, High Potions, and Hoodoo Central. Remember, my listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. Remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will be glad to address question, comment, or request as time and spirit do allow. And remember my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 306 degrees of power and understanding. It's www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. www.truefriendsdivinegroup.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group. We are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelations, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And remember to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, respectively. Brother Majadi Baruti and Ujab Ministry can be found in the King Chamber of my website. You can also find Papa Say, who airs here on Block Talk Radio, in the King's Chamber of my website via his archive radio player. And the Truth Terrorist, Queen Ifama, serving nothing but the butt naked truth here on Sunday evening, 8 p.m. Center Time, can be found via her archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And Priestess Gogo Nana Alano Mare, Authentic Sangoma Priestess, can be found via her Block Talk Radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And of course, Sister Amina and the 12-step program, Recovery Room Racism Anonymous, can also be found via her Block Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And you can locate more contact information for these individuals via their Block Talk Radio profiles, but also by visiting me at my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 306 degrees of power and understanding. We are professional, expert, spiritual. And we can be located at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I will be forward momentarily with voodoo secrets and recipes, affirmation and meditation, divine serenity and tranquility, revelation and manifestation here on Block Talk Radio. All is indeed a blessing. Beyond the rainbows, I'll be forward momentarily. Ashe.
Bye.
Alafia, and Ashe. As always, I am indeed humbled, honored, grateful for each and every one of your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Five Potions and Voodoo Central, here on Blog Talk Radio. Kalaha Fire Witch, Mary Lou Who, all of our special guests, Queen Bee One, Spirit Warrior 320, Warm Summer Wind, Goddess Mother of Orisha, area code 832, and all of our special guests. Again, I am grateful, honored, and appreciative of your divine being and presence. Indeed, I honor each and every one of you for the totality of who you are as a being, as a god, as a goddess, as an individual, as a bringer of light along each and every one of our paths as we indeed assist each other in fulfilling our sacred contract here on Mother Earth. As you know, as a Labor Day Virgo, I tend to be over-prepared, and I had a whole show I wanted to do today on language. Indeed, we must begin to re-examine our language, how we create and recreate our existence. For indeed, what we truly believe, what we truly understand, is manifest in each and every one of our demonstrations. So we must begin to not only speak truth, but speak authentically from that place that is pure, untainted by outside worldly influences. Many today are celebrating Thanksgiving and love, and then we have the revolution going on in Egypt, and all the various events that are coming and going so quickly now that often by the time I sort of get a show together, so many new things have happened to influence what Spirit may have to say that it's hard to keep up. I posted today something for each and every one of you that I'm sure we can all relate to at some place in our path, along our journey, if you will. And indeed, you've heard me say time and time again, we must begin to discern spirit. We can fix our mouths and say anything. We can perpetrate anything. And indeed, to even have it suggested that the gods and goddesses of your forefathers and foremothers are beneath present relation and understanding is just crazy. Just crazy. So we must begin to check not only our language, but our ability to see, perceive, and understand, to discern spirit, indeed spirit. We are today standing in our squared circle of gods and goddesses with open consciousness and understanding, quieting the voices of distraction, quieting the voices of delusion and disillusion, being able to hear purely as we invoke each and every day from spirit. Shutting down the din of all the other voices that are going on in our head, in our society, in our realm of existence, but tapping, if not for just 2 hours with the Divine Prince here, into something pure and much more relevant to our individual but also our collective manifestation as beings here on Mother, Father, Earth. Indeed, spiritual, religious, scientific wisdom and understanding is only as value as its efficacy and its ability to manifest results. Results right here, right now, in this divine time and moment. Indeed, if you want to live in poverty, if you want to live in negativity, if you want to live in lack and bondage, you have so free will to do so. However, those of us who are truly, truly tired and sick and tired, or maybe you're a little bit further beyond being sick and tired, and you truly begin to see and understand spirit, at least from some perspective and its manifestation, we must begin to actively, consciously move forward in that understanding. Revolutionaries, I just don't understand. I don't understand. Where are y'all buying those rosy glasses? You would allow someone to trample upon the gods of your ancestors, of your forefathers and foremothers, and say that that's okay with you, that that's righteous with you. Indeed, as many prophets have prophesied, as many books have foretold, we are living in a time of illusion and disillusion. And God speaks in a soft, still voice. God is not going to compete with our egos. God is not going to compete with our stuff. God doesn't have to. So we must move beyond the carnal, the flesh, the outward attraction, if you will. I'm going to take just a brief break. I will be forward momentarily with more of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, live and an archive here on Blog Talk Radio. Our live listening call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will more than certainly attend to you as time and spirit does allow. I will be forward momentarily. All is blessed. Ashe. all is a blessing in divine unity and community, wisdom, and understanding. Again, I am humbled by each and every one of your being and presence here with me today. Those of you who are on the phone line, 832 and Goddess Mother of Orisha, I am honored by your continued presence. Of course, Kalahat, Fire Witch, all of our special guests, Spirit Warrior 320, Warm Somalin, Mary Lou, Tamara Joy, I am grateful and honored by each and every one of your beings. Spirit Warrior 320, Fire Witch. I hope everything is okay with the sound and the audio. We have been having some issues, and I have noticed that some of the regulars have been kind of coming and going in the chat. So if there is something going on, do let me know. I'll do my best to address Block Talk Radio and get that straightened out for you. But otherwise, we will move forward. Today is Monday, February 14th, 2011. And we are sharing an Aquarius lunation with the moon in the first quarter phase in Cancer and the sun also in Aquarius. And just as I was making mention before the break, we are seeing just so many changes and challenges coming at us. As I said, going back to January 1st of this year, and I must say quickly, if I may, that is one of the things that I appreciate about Block Talk Radio is the archive and the ability to record information over long periods of time. And if you go back to my very first show, I've been consistent, I've been straightforward, and I've been honest all along the way with you and for you. So do not allow yourself to be led off the path, as I have been sharing with you in recent days. Our greatest value as individuals is the very thing used against us, our experience. And if your experience can be divided, if you can be divided from your experience, you can be influenced away from the past. Your past, your experiences, your history, your personal journey are not faults, but credits to who you are right here and right now in this divine moment. Weakness is the division of experience. We become weak when we are separated from the awareness of our experience, creating gaps in our collective consciousness and our ability to move forward. We are living, existing in a relative, cyclical, spherical, ever-changing earth plane dimension for which many are ill-prepared to navigate. But true spirit, true reality exists in the spirit, in the realm of the absolute. As we move forward toward that absolute, we become more resilient to the relative changes, the relative stuff that is used here at the most base levels to discourage us and influence us. Indeed, as we look at capitalism and materialism and addiction and all its various manifestations, indeed, it is separation from the experience, from the truths, from the wisdom of our experience that allows these diseases, disbalances to exist, not only within ourselves, but within society. We are moving forward and backward in time at different velocities while making time right here, right now, in this moment. So our experience is 360 degrees, not just singular in focus, not just absolute in focus. And we are in the process of bringing that macrocosmic, microcosmic duality together here and now. Our job is not to separate and destroy, but to unify and bring together so that we can come to understand with God consciousness, not animal nature. And if you really understood how you're being manipulated through marketing, through advertisement, through Reverend Ike standing on his biblical power, you should be offended. You should be offended by the acceptance of this type of marketing that caters to our most basic instinct, not our thought out, not our educated consciousness, but our reactionary consciousness, that part of us that springs into action before we even think, before we even contemplate, before we take that time, that second to breathe, to understand. So today, in keeping with spirit, also the overall tone of the day, love, and indeed love should be every day. But often I'm finding our blockages to love, and not just love, but to personal progress, to financial progress, to moving beyond our stuff, is often rooted in our language, what we say and what we crystallize. So I'm going to take just one more break, and I'm going to return with more of the Divine Prince, House of Divine Prince, Tide Potions, and Hoodoo Central, live and in archive here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, our live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. Remember, you press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Still alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do direct. Again, I am humbled and honored by your God being in presence. Kalahat Firewitch, all of our special guests, Queen B1, Spirit Warrior 320, Tamara Joy, Warm Summer Wind, I'm truly honored and grateful for your presence. Tamara Joy, what my show is about is right there on my profile. Click the Divine Prince Block Talk Radio profile. I also have 3 years of archived shows. So I do hope that answers your question. All is a blessing. Ashe. Thank you. All is indeed a blessing. Thank you, Kalahat. We've had this problem before in the past. I think I got it back now. Thank you, Queen B1, for being present with me on the phone. I would try refreshing again. Those present with me on the phone say that I'm back on now. I'm area code 832, area code 718, area code 323. So the chat should be coming back. Thank you, Kalahat. Peace and blessings. I do apologize. You all know that we do have some issues here from time to time. Excuse me, but I am grateful indeed for each and every one of your being present. Kalahat, Fire Witch, all of our special guests, Queen B1, Spirit Warrior 320, Tamara Joy, Warm Summer Wind, and of course, Goddess Mother Orisha, area code 82 and area code 718. I am indeed honored and appreciative of each and every one of your divine presence. And know that here and now, in this divine moment in time and space, that you have and are all that you need. It is divinely innate and inherent. Do not allow the voices to steal your divinity, to steal your spiritual foundation. For indeed we are at war, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spirit, principality, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And I, a faithful member of Tai Chi Gift, Uchu Tariri, then shall make known to you all things. Indeed, you must learn to discern spirit. Discern spirit. And I must give it to Amiti Aniket. You strongly attempted to assert your position. And I want you to know that I am and was aware. But once someone challenges your heritage, the gods and goddess of your ancestors, and then tells you that all of your answers are in the book of the oppressor, alarm bells should have gone off. There should have been a revolt. There should have been an immediate revolution. But I understand, going back with my original topic and frame of reference, language. We've got to find our language, and in finding our language, find our voice and be able to speak the truth and speak directly from spirit, on sight, in the moment, verbatim, because indeed we are going to be challenged even down to the very foundation of your understanding. I told you this January 1st, 2011. So we must begin to ascend in consciousness, ascend in understanding. Indeed, Reverend Ike has no place in our lives and our understanding, and we must begin to move forward collectively as a community with this awareness. Indeed, I am moving forward. All are welcome to join me. I appreciate the resources that are available. I've talked about my appreciation for the things that Block Talk Radio offers and archiving. Indeed, if we just go back into the archives and listen and look for the consistency and message. I also appreciate my link sites at www.houseofthedivineprince, and also my keen, www.ken.com/divine+print and live person. liberation.com/divine-prayer. For indeed, we can fix our mouth to say and create anything. But the proof is in the pudding. Proof is in the comments and the ratings. Proof is in public record. I wish we had public record for churches. I wish we had public record for mosques. In much the way we're supposed to have public record for government and politicians, but we should have a public acknowledgement, particularly when people profess power, profess spiritual understanding, a public record of their manifestation. Divine Prince has a public record. I post it in the show every day. www.keen.com/divine-prince. Live person, www.liberation.com/divine-prince. I'm going to move forward with our affirmation and meditation and remind you that you are the love that you need, seek, and desire. If you are not that love, then you cannot draw that love unto you. Love is not a reactionary response. Love is not something that we reserve for one and not the other. Love is a state of being, a state of manifestation. I'm going to take this short break, and I will be forward with the affirmation and meditation here on Blog Talk Radio Live and in archive with Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central here in New Orleans, Louisiana. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. in this divine moment, we lose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Haters and perpetrators, Rasta imposters, fake and Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, overnight psychic spiritualists, rabbis and pigeon preachers, armchair revolutionaries, false prophets and fearmongers, and strong arm prophetizing all those who would seek to hinder, harm, destroy, and enslave progress, spirit, evolution, and forward movement. We lose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding onto our earth plane dimension for immediate and divine revelation and manifestation. We vibrate now with our ascended ancestors, Gede and Aguns, and all those who've gone on before us in divine transition, and which assist us now in all that good and right this here and now in this moment in time and space. We reverberate and reiterate your names and live in our lives with your divine wisdom and presence. And may we forever give your names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we not allow ourselves to be cut off from, disconnected from our experience and our ancestors? Shall we manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world and so-called civilization as we now know it, even ourselves? As we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, work, and pronunciation, and that they would project upon, recreate, and reshape the reality of all towards that which is pure, right, truth, and most authentic. Shall we now enter these inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine light and love, truth, and understanding. We light and illuminate our candles a constant fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in our guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We offer libation to refresh, re-cleanse, rebirth their spirit here with us here and now in this time and moment. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection with spirit. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us, ever steady back into light and God consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if we can just see beyond the veil. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. But do not be disillusioned. Do not be led astray. Remember, know, and understand who you are, God, Goddess, Prophet, Prophetess. You are a powerful, loving, and loved, creative, creator child of the Most High God and Goddess. And you are love manifest. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities and your inner divine light, pure and bright and true. And no mistake can undo God's divine handiwork, true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your might, of your magnificence. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change and become empowered, you inspire others to so change and become empowered. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent, be love. For indeed, this is who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us your most true and authentic self. And free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality and ego. And just for a moment, remember with me your most perfect light body and consciousness. Know that you have creative allowance to create and recreate the life, the love, the environment, vibration that you need to succeed, to thrive, to survive, and to move forward. I am, because my creators are all powerful, receptive, and open to all that operate for my good here and now in this divine moment. I am because my creators are. Divine Spirit, I ask that you bring me into union with you, with myself, with all creation. For we are indeed one body, one spirit, one person. Remove the obstacles that keep us, that keep me from my divine present, my divine experience, and allow me to clearly perceive your light, your voice, your vibration, your guidance among all the voices. Walk with me into my mysteries. Place my fears with faith, knowing, and understanding. Give me the capacity to abide the mysteries, put along my path. I give up my need to know why things happen as they do, and I surrender my will to a higher divine will. Allow me to feel divine presence as much in change and transformation as in peace and tranquility. Show me the purposes for which I have been born. Align my energies to my divine purpose. I accept those tasks. I accept the challenges that develop the real I. Speed my evolution. Speed our evolution. Show us things energetically rather than have us always let them out. Remove the veil. Remove the veils. Allow each and every one on the sound of my voice to learn. Clearly what we believe, what we understand is manifest in our demonstration, in our language, in our lives, in our experience right here and right now in this divine moment. Take away the distractions, false voices, misconceptions, illusions, and delusions. Remove all blocks, even me, to allowing clarity of vision and understanding for each and every one. Show me my shadow side. Show us our shadow side. And what we are here to learn in becoming a balanced and conscious being, help us to develop honor, creativity, integrity, commitment, compassion, harmony, mercy, endurance, authenticity. We call our divine spirit back into our present space, time, dimension. We call our ancestral spirits into our present space dimension. We call the gods and goddesses of our forefathers and mothers back into our present experience for revelation and manifestation as we move forward through the darkness of this underworld. We unplug our energy from people, places, and things in which we have invested needlessly. Misery likes company. If you want to be poor, there are people who are willing to remain poor with you. But for those of you who are willing to move forward, you can create the environment you need, seek, and desire to support your understanding, your reality, the reality that you choose to move forward with. And help us to remember that all people are here in our path, good and bad, according to a divine and perfect plan. They are helping us to fulfill our sacred contract as we are helping them to fulfill theirs. If we just open our eyes, open our ears, open our understanding. I bless, forgive, and release those of whom I perceive as having harmed me, and I ask forgiveness and release those who I may have harmed in any way. And I am thankful for each and every one of you, for my life as it is, just in the package in which it comes, just as it is unfolding. Thankful for the many teachers, guides, and inspiring persons who are in my life and my experience. May there be divine harmony, divine peace, and understanding. But most of all, forward motion among us. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, and need. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me, beside me, within me, divine guide along my way. Every moment, every event, every hour, every day, I am now wise. I am now kind, forgiving, understanding, but strong and loving too in all things I am and can do and be through the divine creator to empower and leaven me. Their truth, it is me. I need only to still my mind, my ego, and listen and allow the real, authentic me to manifest. The spirit are my health. I cannot be sick. They are my strength, unfailing, and I cannot be bound. By all, by knowing, I know no fear, no misunderstanding. The divine truth is life, love, spirit, and unity. Co-create with me, co-create with me, co-create with me, and it shall be. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. What you think, say, believe, or do, like the universe itself, like God itself, I am limitless. I'm a part of the vast and unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to perfect and divine plan. God is undivided, so I am undivided. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, and before me, and I release my grip on life. I'm calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life experiences right here, right now, in this time and moment. And as the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them all. And when problems arise, and they do, I do not resist them. I observe them with calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be solved. Answers provided in divine timing. and I have all the time in the world, for I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, my ego, my mind, they speak to me, come to me, administer unto me, and all things come clear. My life transforms in magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller and insignificant. I rise effortlessly above all challenges and challengers to a place of divine serenity, tranquility, and knowing, wisdom, and understanding. And my path forward becoming clearer and clearer. But clear quartz, crystal clear. Every day in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious. I trust in the natural soul spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. Listen to me. Don't you hear it in my voice? Don't you see it on my face? There is no fake accent. There is no fake understanding. It is all about experience. I'm here to share with you what has worked for me and mine. Some of you who right now, on the sound of my voice, have known me for not years, decades. So be not beguiled by any temporary wind. Be not beguiled. Be not fooled. Are you looking to talk about it? Are you really ready? Powerful, life-affirming, life-changing results right here and right now in this divine moment. I don't know what River Knights folks are talking about, but my profiles speak for themselves. Read those comments. Read the dates on the comments. You're talking a lot of stuff and you ain't get a public reading in a year, in 2 years. Come on now. And y'all are buying it. I don't get it and find it quite entertaining. But let's keep it real. Real spiritual power lies in its efficacy. Its efficacy. Its ability to manifest real life, tangible, lasting results right here and right now in this divine moment. I specialize in results. I specialize in doing battle. Publicly, documented in more than one location. Know that I am here with you and for you in your endeavors, and that all is indeed a blessing. I'll be forward momentarily. Ashe.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you.
Give thanks. Give thanks. So you've tried Sylvia Brown and Miss Cleo and now apparently Reverend Ike, and you still have your issue, your condition. And I'm not a strong-arm prophet. I'm not an aggressive salesperson. I simply make myself available. I'm not in any hurry, if you will, to self-promote, but to offer what has helped me, those within my community, those within my temple, those within my immediate squared circle of gods and goddesses. And if someone just asked the question, I'm going to have to share. Kalahala actually did a piece on exorcism to respond to the live chat question. In fact, I posted it somewhere. Go to my Zanga page. You know, I have my Zanga link on my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/TheDivinePrince. And somewhere between today and yesterday, I posted a URL link back to my Zanga page so that people could look at my HTML and my flashy pictures. And I don't know it by heart. I'm trying to actually locate it now with one hand without wasting a lot of time, but I'm not finding it. But it's on my Facebook page, and I posted something there specifically about who do exorcisms and the necessity of them, but also how to go about them and actually perform the ceremony and remove the offending spirit. Now, I'm not going to ask you why you asked me that, but in relation to what I'm talking about, something is clearly not right. And what I heard yesterday really struck me as odd. There were just too many inconsistencies. There were things that could be tracked back in the archive. Okay, you said this, now you're saying that, and I'm hearing all these accents that I didn't hear a year ago or even a month ago, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute, what's really going on here? And then when you start throwing rocks at the gods and goddesses of our forefathers and our ancestors and claiming that the Bible is your only source of power, I mean, you know, it's kind of use some of the same language. If you're going to be a Christian, be a Christian. But don't claim, you know, if you want to be Reverend Ike, be Reverend Ike. But don't try and confuse people who are already being misled often and even trying to make sense out of ATR. So when we have elders, you know, take a couple of shots of bourbon or something and then say stuff like that, it really carries some weight, and it's going to take effort to undo that. So before I lose myself again, oh my goodness, what's really going on, y'all? What's really, really going on? Remember, my live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. We have about 20 minutes left in the show. If you do have a question, comment, or request, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. Goddess Mother of Orisha, I am opening your line. Alafia, please, some blessings.
I was just listening to what you were saying, how you were getting these rocks thrown at you. And I just had to giggle just for a second, just because whatever power these people think they may have, imagine, I'm pretty sure, coming at you with that disgusting, forceless power and energy, they're wasting their time. How I see it is that they're trying to pull the focus off themselves and pull attention from themselves because they're doing something foul, and that's usually the case. It's usually
yeah.
the case most often.
Yeah, yeah. And some of the community, mind you, is aware of the foulness. But, I mean, come on, let's keep it 100. I haven't been accused of any improprieties, not with women, not with children, or anybody else. Okay, so to try and cast a stone, particularly when you have that on your dance card, to me is a bit much. You're asking for it. You know, it's one thing for us to sort of go along in a non-judgmental way and try and, you know, support some coming together in the community without always having to have this back and forth banner. But, girl, I'm telling you, what I heard yesterday, like, really blew me away. It really blew me away. And the presence, particularly of the quote-unquote revolutionaries and the quote-unquote consciousness, who didn't respond, didn't have anything to say. You know, I was really shocked by that.
Yeah, the
with
consciousness
that you
need quiet certain things. They're quiet mm-hmm. and they don't need to be quiet. Sorry for cutting you off. But from what I see, the conscious community, once again, they're quiet when they don't need to be quiet. But they will attack and disarm one another for frivolous disagreements.
Yes, indeed. You know, I woke up this morning with Sister Soldier in my head.
That's right.
Black people, two African people, too scared to call themselves African and too dumb to know the difference if they did. But I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for being present. We have about 20 minutes in the show. I'm clearly just a little bit put off today. But I'm coming together. I'm going to do just for a moment, especially now I see Arisha is about to give us a performance. So I'll meet you just for a moment, and I'll come back to you momentarily. Again, our live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. Yes, karma plays a role in exorcisms, but I think that's not always the case. I think we can open ourselves up, if you will, to spirit possession and spirit infiltration by deed, by belief, by what we say and what we do. Of course, that naturally has some bearing with karmic law, the law of mirrors, if you will. But I think that exorcisms, and if we're talking about exorcisms, we're talking about the removal, or you have to first believe that there are jinn, that there are demon form. And unfortunately, there's a growing force against that knowledge. We're sort of trying to absorb everything, if you will. And there's a realm of absolute spirit, and there's a realm of relative. And we live in the relative, constantly in flux. We can be one thing or another thing from day to day, moment to moment. So this allows, if you will, a certain entryway in for spirit possession. And I do believe that there is still, even more so today than ever before, spirit possession, particularly due to the lack of knowledge or the refusal to even address, I think, the issue. So even in hoodoo, even in voodoo, even in Yoruba, Ifa, there are definitely ceremonies and ritual processes which involve dealing with the removal of spirits. And there are many ways to detect these spirits, not just in behavior and language, excuse me, but also in their response, if you will, to certain objects, certain ritual processes. And again, I do have a whole document about that. It's also on my King blog. You go to my King, main King profile, and then click on my blog right there on the link. I think it's on the right side of the page at www.keen.com/divineplusprince. So I know I also had that document on my Zynga page. And again, I just put that link in the chat, http://. houseofthedivineprince.zynga.com. That's X like xylophone, A-N-G-A.com. And you'll find that document. I think I wrote that document up about 5 or 6 months ago about exorcism specifically. And I got a lot of heat for that. There were those who suggested that I was fear-mongering, if you will, and that it was, just as you just said, all fictional and totally related to psychology. And to sort of let you in, when I originally went to college, my original major was psychology. But somewhere in that, I became more and more aware of a spiritual understanding that's absent at the scientific level, at the university level, that clearly is separate from mental disturbance or mental imbalance. And spirit possession, jinn, the presence of outward forces that affect us, it is very real and very part of our present reality, if you will. Godless Mother, reach out to your hand. It's still raised. Did you have a question or comment?
No. I'm just still listening. I made my comment. Just still listening.
Oh, okay. All right. Peace and blessings. Yeah, this question is coming from Kalahat, those of you who are not with us live in the chat. And again, I'm honored by each and every one of your being and presence, Kalahat, by which all of our special guests, Kendra Bell, Spirit Warrior 320, warm summer wind, know that all is indeed a blessing. And I'm truly honored and grateful for your presence. There is definitely exorcism in Santeria. Again, you don't hear a lot of talk because let me just cut to the chase. You have religions, and they can be Santeria, Hoodoo, Christianity, Islam, whatever, and there's an outward language, an outward manifestation, an outward demonstration that we learn. So let's use Santeria. You know, you learn the language, you learn the culture, you learn the traditions. But when it really comes down to real spiritual experience, and this is why I said we have to be able to discern spirit, that's where you really test what people really know and where people really are. And if people are telling you they're crowned and they've got all this skill and they're being accused of impropriety, their family life is in shambles, you know, there's something there to be looked at. There's something there to be considered. My demonstration, my walk, my life manifestation is that of my belief. So, yes, there is exorcisms within all of these paths. Some of them talk about them more than others. Some of them have been publicized more than others, particularly through the movies, through the media. But how many of us have really ever seen a real Catholic exorcism? And if it is really going on, it's being done in secret. It's not being done out in the open. So there's a battle between what I call the Christianized mind. And you don't have to be a Christian to have that Christianized mind. What we heard yesterday was a Christianized mind. Call it hoodoo, call it obey, call it whatever you want. It was a Christianized mind and understanding. And that's not akin to spirituality. But exorcisms, I believe, are on the upswing because of our openness, if you will, to the spirit realm and various practices without necessarily organized, structured initiation and understanding. And when you can Google up just about anything, it makes it very easy for people to try things and experiment with things and want to do things on their own and sort of run into problems with these spirit forces. And know that there are people out here who want that experience. They want to be in contact with some force beyond their level of understanding, even if it's just for the entertainment value. But these spirits have made their way into our society. Another form of entry is through the drug use. We have several different drugs on the market right now that really open people up in a way that they are just fully not cognizant of to these forces. Now, does that mean everyone, you know, comes under tech? No, not necessarily. But indeed, those who are weaker of spirit, those who are more akin to follow rather than lead, those who are lazy when it comes to doing the research, the homework, spiritual work, those who are lazy when it comes to their prayer life, to their meditative life, whatever your religion is, if you're not involved in prayer and meditation, you're not involved in spirit. So you're just religious, and you're practicing a religion. And we see that in many of these paths, even Santeria, where when we start doing spells just for love and relationships, just for money, and we're not talking about growth, we're not talking about cleaning up ourselves, we're not talking about what we're eating, we're not talking about becoming godlike for ourselves, then again, you're opening yourselves up to that path, to that form of usury. And there's a belief that God will allow some people to develop what is called a reprobate mind, where you are left to your own vices and your own understanding. You fed your ego so much that you cannot humble yourself any longer to spirit, any longer to truth, any longer to newness. And indeed, there's a place of non-judgment that you have to be in to be in that position where other ideas don't necessarily rock your boat, if you will, don't change your primary spiritual understanding, but open enough to explore your own understanding through other paths and other religions. A grave mistake we make is we latch on to one religion and we block out everything else, even to the exclusion of using that experience as a mirror of what we believe that we know. You got to test what you know. And many of you are not getting beyond love and relationship test, but just being happy every day test. So you're not gaining the higher stuff because you're not getting through the lower stuff. And we've got to begin to grow and advance beyond the petty. You know, we've got to move beyond the debates over the religions and the different deities and begin to just do the work and move forward. And I'm here to assist those who truly want that, who truly need that. And I believe that I'm doing that, and I'm reaching for people. Some of you have confirmed that, and I'm humbled and grateful for that. People continue to add to the show. People continue to click the little red heart on their radio player. People continue to friend the show, and our archive numbers are just through the roof. So I'm very grateful and humbled in that our message is indeed moving forward. And for those of you who don't get it yet, you will. You will. I'll be here for you when you're ready, most definitely. You have a choice, you know. I'm going to take a short musical interlude. I will come back, offer my divine peace and blessings during prosperity and request, and invite each and every one of you to be present here with me tomorrow at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio with Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Voodoo Central. I'll be forward momentarily. Ashe.
I'm the lucky person.
Creative individual way. And and remind you, invite you to join me here again tomorrow at high noon. You have Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio for the Power Lunch. Okay, someone sent me a question. I'm going to try and answer your question quickly. Anyone, a website can give you their house number and tell you to call them. What professional consultants, experts of any kind do you know who do that? I have a website, yes, but I utilize King and I utilize LivePerson so that people can get the live public record, the comment and the rating. The comment and rating work more than anything. Tells the person, the community, who you truly are and what you're really all about. So visit my website, www.houseofdivineprince.com. Also, my Keen profile, www.keen.com/divine-plus-prince. Live persons at www.liveperson.com/divine-prince. And until tomorrow at high noon, I offer you peace and blessings. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find she is on my right hand. Marcus, watch over me, protect us from our enemies, and all the skies and far seas. Jah be the shield on my right hand.